Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. Great light in the shadow of death. The people living in darkness have seen a great light, Matthew 4:16. Jesus came to bring light into a darkened world, and having been announced by John and tested by Satan, he was ready to begin his public ministry. But where? Jerusalem, the capital of the nation, or Samaria, hotbed of racial unrest? Maybe Nazareth, his hometown? The answer may surprise you. G. Campbell Morgan probes the significance of Capernaum as the place where Christ's ministry began. Walk with G. Campbell Morgan, an English Bible teacher who traveled extensively in the late 1800s to early 1900s. When God visits his people for redemption, he comes where darkness is greatest, where the people sit in the shadow of death. Both in terms of geography and principle, Jesus did that very thing. Capernaum was in a despised region of the land of Palestine known as the Galilee of the Gentiles. This portion of the country had been overrun more than any other by foreign invaders. Therefore, it came to be called the region and shadow of death. That was Capernaum, and Jesus started his public ministry there. He did not commence where people were least likely to need it. Rather, the people who sat in darkness in the region of the shadow of death saw the great light. Today's New Testament reading is Matthew chapter 4.
Matthew 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah, "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him.
Shine a bright light into an already lighted room, and you've changed nothing. Shine that same light into a dark corner, and you have shattered the darkness. For you, Capernaum may be as near as your neighborhood, your school, or your office. Who in your sphere of life sits in ignorance and painful darkness? Which friends or neighbors of yours are craving the light? Where the light of the gospel needs to penetrate, there is your Capernaum. Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.